I say, very calmly, and turn around, mouthing the follow-on shit silently in the direction of the now burbling percolator. Have you ever been through a BSA audit before, Harriet? I ask curiously as I scrub my mug clean, inside and out. No, but they're here to help us audit our... They're funded by the big desktop software companies, I say as calmly as I can. They do that because they view the BSA as a profit center. That's because the BSA or their subcontractors, and that's what Q Division will be acting as, they get paid for running an audit if they find anything out of order, come in, do an audit, look for anything that isn't currently licensed. Say those old machines in D3 that are still running Windows 3.1 and Office 4, or the Linux servers behind Eric's desk that keep the departmental file servers running, not to mention the free BSD box running the demonic countermeasures suite in security, and demand an upgrade to the latest version under threat of lawsuit. Inviting them in is like throwing open the doors and inviting the drug squad round for a spliff. They said they could track down all our installed software and offer us a discount for volume licensing. And how precisely do you think they'll do that? I turn round and stare at her. They're going to want to install snooping software on our LAN, and then read through its take. I take a deep breath. You're going to have to get him to sign the Official Secrets Act so that I can formally notify him that if he thinks he's going to do that, I'm going to have him sectioned. Part 3. Why do you think we're still running old copies of Windows on the network? Because we can't afford to replace them?
He's already signed Section 3. And anyway, you said you didn't have time, she snaps waspishly. I asked you 5 weeks ago on Friday, but you were too busy playing secret agents with your friends downstairs to notice anything as important as an upcoming audit. This wouldn't have been necessary if you had time.
Crap. Listen, we're running those old junkers because they're so old and rubbish that they can't catch half the proxy internet worms and macro viruses that are doing the rounds these days. BSA will insist we replace them with stonking new workstations running Windows XP and Office XP and dialing into the internet every 6 seconds to snitch on whatever we're doing with them. Do you really think Mahogany Row is going to clear that sort of security risk? That's a bluff. Mahogany Row retired from this universe back when software still meant silk unmentionables, but she isn't likely to know that, merely that I get invited up these days. Nearer my brain-eating god to thee. As for the time thing, get me a hardware budget and a tech assistant who's vetted for level 5 laundry IT operations, and I'll get it seen to. It'll only cost you £60,000 or so in the first year, plus a salary thereafter. Finally, I get to pull the jug out of the coffee machine and pour myself a mug of wake-up. That's better. She glances at her watch.
Are you going to come along to the meeting and help explain this to everybody, then?
She asks in a tone that could cut glass. No. I add cow juice from the fridge that wheezes asthmatically below the worktop. It's a public-private partnership fuck-up, film at 11. Bridget stuck her foot in it out of her own free will. If she wants me to pull it out for her, she can damn well ask. Besides, I've got a Code Blue report meeting with Angleton and Boris and Andy, and that trumps administrative make-work any day of the week.
Bastard, she hisses.
Pleased to be of service. I pull her face as she marches out the room and slams the door. Angleton, Code Blue, Jesus. All of a sudden, I remember the modified camcorder in my jacket pocket. Shit, I'm running late.